Novelist Herman Wouk is known as one of the great popular writers of the second half of the 20th century. The Caine Mutiny, Marjorie Morningstar, The Winds of War, and War and Remembrance, many of his works have been made into movies or television miniseries. At 88, Wouk is still working, and according to our reviewer, Alan Schuss, keeping up a lively pace. His latest novel is called A Hole in Texas.
The hole of the title is the big tunnel south of Dallas that for a while in the 1990s served as the site of the enormously expensive superconducting supercollider. American scientists hoped to use this atom smasher to find, among other things, an elementary particle called the Higgs boson. But Congress, in a fit of budget madness, cut the appropriation, sending Herman Wouk's main character, Project Honcho Guy Carpenter, back to teach at Caltech. So Carpenter, a happily married particle physicist, grows his family, plays with his cat. Years later, out of the blue, comes a startling announcement out of Beijing. Chinese scientists, one of whom happens to be an old college girlfriend of Carpenter's, have discovered the Higgs boson. The American press panics, worried about a boson bomb. Washington panics. A former movie star turned congresswoman named Myra Cadane calls on Carpenter for advice and more. Hollywood panics. A George Lucas-like movie guy signs up Carpenter to advise him on making a boson bomb thriller. All the way from that hole in Texas to Hollywood to a congressional hearing room in Washington, Carpenter sweats this one out. Most readers will find themselves thoroughly enjoying his discomforts in this lively book that weds marital comedy to political satire. It's delightful entertainment by a seasoned novelist who's put all his wisdom into a book that possesses the comic energy of someone half his age.
The book is A Hole in Texas by Herman Wouk. Our reviewer, Alan Chuse, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.